5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ever do anything that's really weird when you're sleeping and you wonder what the heck is wrong with me?
What's happening?
I've been doing something very strange. Joining us, it is the greatest pulmonary and sleep doctor in the entire world, Dr. Raj. Dr. Raj, thank you for coming back. We're so happy to have you.
Oh, it's always a treat to hang out with you, too. I love it.
So I've been doing this strange thing. Whenever I can get a cat nap in, I do, because of my work hours, I don't get a whole lot of sleep at night. And that nap will, you know, get me through the next day.
Sustain you.
Yeah. Right. So what I've found recently is that I have my bed, I have like a couch that's like off the side of my kitchen, and then I have a couch in my family room. And the couch in my family room is the most comfortable place for me to nap. But when I nap there lately, I wake up to my fists being clenched and my nails are dug so far into my palms that I'm almost breaking skin.
That's quite something.
Wow.
And I don't know why.
Well, number one, there's nothing wrong with you at all. And I may have a couple of answers. Are you ready?
Yes.
See, that's why he's the nicest.
Right.
But, you know, being a doctor, I always have to ask questions to get those answers. So, number one, well, why are you napping? And how long is your nap?
Okay, so I get up to go to work at 3:30 in the morning, and I am a full-time working mom with two children. So it's a lot of running around and all that. So usually if I can get home before they're out from school or from, you know, when they're done with their camp or whatever, I'll squeeze in. And usually it's between 30 minutes and an hour.
Okay. How frequently are you napping? Are you a daily napper? Or are you squeezing it in as much as possible?
It's whenever I can. Some days it's just so busy that doesn't happen.
And last question before you get your precious answers. How's your sleep schedule? Is it consistent or is it kind of a little bit all over the map?
It's consistent.
All right. So there's a drum roll in the background. And the answer is there is something called parasomnias. You're going to ask me, what is a parasomnia? There are unwanted actions and behaviors as you're falling asleep, as you're waking up, and actually arousing during the different stages of sleep itself. So that whole clenching of the fist, that's that unwanted behavior. So I don't think there's anything wrong with you. It happens. There's some crazy stories out there. But when it comes down to it, you just need some more consistent sleep. And I think you're a little sleep deprived.
So, Dr. Raj, you're basically saying that this is an automatic function her body is doing. And there's not really much explanation except for this parasomnia condition or whatever. She's not actually like visualizing crushing somebody's larynx or grabbing a rope or anything like that. It's not something like that.
Well, it's not. But now, when we talk parasomnias, you're getting a little medical on me here.
Yeah.
It depends on what stage of sleep it is. Some happen in REM sleep where you get those vivid HD TV-like dreams. And these things happen because in REM sleep, your body should be paralyzed as a protective mechanism. So I see where you're going with this in the broader topic, yes. But I think she's having just your entry-level parasomnia.
Okay. Mm. Entry-level is fine.
Yeah, you'll take that.
Right.
One of my dogs runs in his sleep.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He runs. I watch his little paws go.
So the fact that I'm on a different couch in a different room has nothing to do with anything. It's just a coincidence.
So I think I got a little answer for you. What you need to do for me is do a sleep log, a sleep journal. What happens during the day? How was your sleep before the prior night? Did you exercise? Were you sleep deprived that day? And a big thing that happens with these parasomnias is anxiety, depression, stress. So those things are always things that people are a little predisposed to develop these things.
All right. Well, that kind of makes sense, I guess, right?
More homework.
Yeah. Dr. Raj, pulmonary and sleep doctor, the best one you'll ever find. And if you want to follow him on Instagram, it's at Dr_Raj_. Thank you so much, Dr. Raj.
You're super welcome. Bye, everyone.